The Haynes School Lunch Program is called one of the best in the state, and photographers converge in Haynes to witness the gathering of eagles. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. School lunch is commonly stereotyped as unhealthy, bland, and just plain unenjoyable. But make that judgment in Haynes and you'll likely be corrected by both students and staff. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, a recent state audit confirmed the quality of the school's food program.
Do you like tomato or beef stew?
The cafeteria is bustling with students, and a lot of them have really good things to say about school lunch.
It's amazing. It's like French sometimes, but it's having a good feeling about it. It's warm and fuzzy inside, but something different more about it. It's like tasty and delicious.
I like that it's really healthy for you.
My favorite school lunch is buffalo tacos, and I like that because I like buffalo and tacos are my favorite food.
It's salad bar day. That means a variety of vegetables and toppings, a choice between beef and barley or tomato soup, smoked salmon, and breadsticks.
We have oranges and soup and ham and croutons.
That's first grader Olivia Wild.
And fish and salad.
And milk.
And milk.
And juice.
And juice.
It's not just the students that rave about the meals.
I'll have lunch here today and usually end up eating here 2 days a week just because I can't resist. You know, how are you supposed to resist the food here? It's fantastic.
That's Superintendent Tony Habra.
We have some fantastic staff, not only the Brandy, who's the director, but our cook, who's been here for years, Dick Haas, and all of the other personnel, Cheryl and et cetera.
The Haynes School is part of the National School Lunch Program, and that means they have to meet certain regulations. Every 3 years, the state of Alaska does an audit to make sure that schools are in compliance.
It is a pretty extensive review.
Elizabeth Seitz is the National School Lunch Coordinator for the state, and she's the one that conducts the audit. She says the school is responsible for meeting meal pattern requirements and nutrient standards set forth by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The meal pattern consists of fruit, vegetable, bread grains, meat alternate, and fluid milk. A reimbursable meal must include those five components.
Then there are more requirements within those categories. In Haynes, the job of creating the menu mainly falls on Nutrition Program Director and Wellness Coordinator Brandy Stickler. She works with the head cook, Dick Haas. The school is also reviewed on things like food safety, signs showing the day's menu, whether or not they're keeping their logs, and whether the staff has appropriate and updated training. They also review the handling of USDA commodities and finances. Site says the Haynes School stands out as having one of the best food service programs in the state.
Work very hard to provide nutritious and balanced meals. They are one of our states, one of our only sites actually, that really gives the students a huge variety of fresh produce on a weekly basis.
The program wasn't perfect though. There were three areas sites identified that need to be worked on. The first is the school's wellness policy.
It wasn't due to them not being in compliance with it. USDA had changed the regulations effective July 1st, 2016, and all wellness policies across the state are in the process of being updated.
She also noted the program could improve its record keeping for commodities and some additional training for Stickler.
Other than that, their program, as well as their meals, were outstanding. They have a very well-run program, and they do a fantastic job.
The cooks always put so much time into it, and it's really, really good.
Clearly, many students agree. And I can confirm the beef and barley stew is really tasty. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Haines' annual Bald Eagle Festival takes place this week. There are talks by naturalists, workshops, and other activities at the Eagle Foundation in town. But the main draw is about 20 miles up the highway along the Chilkat River. That's where hundreds, maybe thousands of eagles congregate for a late salmon run. And the convocation of eagles brings a similar pilgrimage of people, specifically photographers. As you walk along the frosted leaves that cover the banks of the Chilkat River, you'll hear a couple sounds. Eagles and seagulls feasting on chum salmon, and photographers with foot-long lenses clicking away as they watch the raptors.
In one word, wow.
Rick Brennan is from Denver.
The mountains are gorgeous today. It's such a clear blue sky. Water's flowing. There's eagles everywhere. If you had binoculars, you could see hundreds of eagles in the trees off in the distance. They're scattered all over the gravelly plain of the riverbed here. And then almost in front of us, there's eagles eating, as well as all the other birds as well. Pretty much eagles as far as the eye can see.
Brennan is here because his wife, Jen, is an avid photographer. They visited Alaska before to take photographs of bears. Rick sees some similarities.
And the eagles are doing about the same thing that the bears in the late fall and early winter would be doing too. And that's just eating and eating and eating.
The Brennans are two of about 20 people gathered in this area along the river. Like them, some are amateur photographers of varying skill levels. And then there are the professionals.
You want that shot of the one on the ground jumping up, flipping on its back, talons up, as the other one's coming in with talons down. And those special moments. And I happened to be at a spot, they were right out in front of me. And it's like, yep, you can tell when it happens and you sort of feel it.
Andy Long is a soon-to-be Idaho-based freelance photographer. Between him and fellow professional Mark Lissick, there's a running commentary as they wait for the right moment.
Remember, like last year, about 70% of all the fish caught were caught by the gold first and stolen by the eagle. On the left, coming in.
Coming.
Going by.
Smack.
And going to fight with the guy back there where there's no fish now.
Lissick recently moved to China, but he wanted to make one last trip to Alaska before settling in there for good. He's been coming to Haines for about 10 years for the eagles. This is his last trip in a while, and he's hoping to get some photos to add to a book he's working on called Kingdom of Eagles.
Haines and the eagles will stay with me long after I've not been able to get back here for a while. So
what is it about eagles that draws so many photographers?
Just the interaction and the behavior is so exciting to see.
For me, it's more the beauty and the grace of their movements in the aerial combats, the fighting and everything else for it, because it's almost like an aerial ballet, you know, a dance in the air sort of thing, and that's what I'm trying to capture.
Lissick and Long are both leading groups of photography enthusiasts on a trip here. They coach the groups through the excursion on photography techniques and strategies.
It's not work, it's a passion for us, okay? And it's a passion because of things like this.
A couple miles up the river is a group of European photographers who are here on a guided trip out of Whitehorse. Elke Delvois of Belgium says she was expecting the eagles. The added bonus, she says, is the scenery.
I think the landscape with eagles in it, that really is what does it for me. Like yesterday, we had a nice fog over the river. It was really, really pretty.
The photographers say they're not just here to take pictures, but also to step away from the lens and enjoy the view of hundreds of eagles up close. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.